It's a program that centers on American culture, and it's music that's around the American flavor. We're doing mostly American composers. We are doing one piece by Tchaikovsky, which is traditionally done for a lot of 4th of July celebrations, the 1812 overture. It's very exciting, and it's very well, it's yeah, it's it is a bombastic piece, but it has a lot of elements to it that kind of fit that particular time of year for us. But we'll be focusing on Aaron Copland, who's of course a great 20th century American composer. And then we'll be focusing on some American film music writers, James Newton Howard and Hans Zimmer. Of course, John Williams, we have to do some of his music. But these are great American composers that scored for films that are very, very famous and very popular, and not just recent films. I mean, we're doing the soundtrack from The Magnificent Seven, which is a fantastic classic Western. And the music, of course, I think is it's very Copland-esque by Elmer Bernstein. So it'll be, I think, a nice flavor to add to this concert, which has not been done before, to my knowledge. I've not done the Magnificent Seven, which is very exciting. It's a driving piece that just doesn't let up. We're also doing Summon the Heroes by John Williams, which I've not conducted before, and I'm very excited to do that. Both pieces feature a solo trumpet, which really, really nice pieces. And we'll also be focusing on Leroy Anderson, the great American composer, doing a few pieces by him, which are very light in character, of course, and extremely tuneful and a lot of fun. And then we're going to hit some of your standard patriotic type pieces, Patriotic March in there, and the Armed Forces Salute, which is a wonderful opportunity to get to recognize individuals in the audience who've served for the country. We're featuring a couple of women composers on this concert as well. We're doing the Fanfare for the Common Man by Copland, which is very popular. But we're also doing a piece written by Joan Tower called The Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman. One will start the concert and the other one will open up the second half. And we're also going to be doing a couple of pieces by the great American composer, black composer, Florence Price, which has really gained a lot of recognition in recent years, and deservedly so. I mean, she's a very talented composer, and her music has really come to the forefront in a lot of concert halls around the world. And I'm very excited that we're going to get a chance to do a couple of her pieces. And it's just so great that a lot of unrecognized composers or underplayed composers are starting to come out of the woodwork, literally with her, because her music was lost for many years and was found in an abandoned house that she had lived in Chicago. And they found some of her music just in the walls of this house when they were renovating it. And up until then, we didn't even know that music was around. So it's really a privilege to get a chance to rediscover it and present it to the public. I'm excited to get to work with the orchestra, of course. I played in the orchestra for 7 years back in the late 80s, early 90s as a player, as a cellist, and really enjoyed my time with the symphony. To get to work with the orchestra again after all these years from the podium is very exciting to me. A lot of the people that are in the orchestra now were also colleagues of mine back then. So there's a long relationship I've had with Rockford, and to get to work with the orchestra in this capacity is very exciting to me. I was going to be doing the concert last summer and came up with COVID about a week and a half before, maybe a week before the concert. And I mean, it was devastating to me not to get a chance to do this concert then, but I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do it again. And as I said before, it's always exciting to introduce new music to audience members and diverse music as well. In concerts, especially like this, it's not really I would call a pops concert, but it is music that is lighter, a little bit lighter on the classical side. It's nice to try to reach out and touch as many people as possible and provide, as big a variety as possible so we can just spread the beauty of music. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun.